from Lydia Street. The Big Show with PT on 3BA 102.3. More Ballarat.
And live from downtown Sydney, let's shoot the breeze with Alex Chelios from thebigsmoke.com.au. Morning to you, Alex.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you for asking. Hey, just before we get into our topics this morning, what do you think about Melbourne opening up from midnight tonight? Good news indeed.
Wonderful news. I think that people should be very happy, and I think that things should slowly start to normalise.
Of course, there are some who still aren't happy, saying that they haven't opened up far enough and all those sorts of different pieces, bits and pieces. But, oh well, there's always negative Nancys around, aren't there, Alex?
Negative Nancys.
You can use that if you like.
Thank you.
All right, let's get on.
You give me gold.
Sorry?
You give me gold.
Let's move on to the topics at hand. Just a couple of days away, Halloween. And apparently, Halloween is very therapeutic for some people.
Are you into Halloween?
No. The short answer is no.
I've never actually been to a Halloween party. But I'm going to do my first one this year.
Really?
Because, you know, in 2020, we're realising how important it is to, you know, stay connected to people. And so I haven't seen anyone for so long that I thought I might as well go and I have to get dressed up. So it's causing me high anxiety. But Halloween is a really interesting time of year for people because it is this weird kind of juxtaposition of fear and excitement and fun. And it's an outlet for a lot of people. So, for example, people who, you know, can get dressed up, they can then openly express themselves and address their feelings and concerns about death and skulls and all the things that are quite confronting in a playful manner. So the more ghoulish and gory the situation is, it is a little bit more cathartic for people who engage in it.
What are you dressing up as, Alex Chelios?
I don't want to dress up, but I'm doing, like, a makeup thing.
You're doing a makeup thing.
Like I'm just like, I said to my friend, I have clear boundaries. I'm going at like 3 in the afternoon. We're gone by 7. It's only my face, neck up.
So you're going as yourself then?
About me, but more fun.
Oh, me, but more fun. Speaking of things that are good for us, given during COVID-19 we haven't been able to travel, experts believe for our well-being, it can be boosted by viewing nature in virtual reality.
So one of the things that we saw over the past few months were some aquariums and zoos would actually have live-streamed footage on their website and in an app so that people could still engage with the animals and feel like they're a part of it. And also it was very good for the animals themselves because interacting with humans can be very important. But this is actually then followed on by a study that was done around how it impacted people who were watching it, even just through virtual reality. So what they found was virtual reality and interactive virtual reality was an effective way of giving people what they would call a dose of nature. So that's really helpful during pandemic lockdowns, and it's also really helpful when you consider that a lot of people aren't sure when they're going to travel again. So people who were more likely in the study to watch high-definition nature programs on TV, for example, or engage with nature via virtual reality, reported lower levels of boredom and other negative emotions. And it also helped people feel better about life in general because, you know, they saw hope and they were a part of something bigger than themselves when we're all so isolated right now.
Yeah, I can see how this would be really, really good. I'll give you an example, Alex. I went to Canada once upon a time. And enjoyed the wilderness there. Fabulous place. So me playing with a big brown bear while it's fishing for a bit of trout via virtual reality, much better for my well-being than doing it in actual reality.
Than actually do it. But the other side of this is, what about people who are in hospitals or in long-term care who don't have the opportunity to visit anyway? So it's not got nothing to do with the pandemic, but just they're unlikely to be able to ever, you know, access the natural world. So this can really encourage a deeper connection to nature for people and becomes a mechanism to foster those feelings.
Well, I actually found a nature video on YouTube and I'm going to pop it up along with our story this morning on our website. And let me tell you, it was very therapeutic indeed. It was lovely.
Yeah, I mean, that's why people get so entranced by watching, like, dog videos on TikTok and things like that because there's something really special about that.
Not sure I'm on the right page as you, but anyway.
You like TikTok videos of dogs?
No, I've deleted TikTok. I don't do TikTok anymore, and I don't watch cat and dog videos. So
forget the distribution channel. we're talking about the same thing.
All right. Is if 2020 couldn't be any weirder, and I've watched a video on this particular subject, the Oreo, the people who make Oreos, the cookies, have built a doomsday vault to protect their cookies. What the?
Yeah. I kind of, sometimes, you know when you see the world and you're like, sometimes people have too much money.
Yeah.
And that would never normally come from my mouth. But this is too much money. I mean, to create a vault to protect cookies from an asteroid that's not likely to ever touch Earth, but that's what's happened. Now, they've made, the Oreo company have made this amazing dramatic video about it, about what could happen if Oreos were destroyed. And then, you know, they've actually created a system where a concrete vault is protecting the cookies in Norway. And it's so intense that, for example, it can't even be impacted by chemical reactions, moisture, air. The cookies will be fresh and protected. So if you want to eat gross cookies, Norway has them.
Let me tell you, the people that run the Oreo factory and came up with this idea are a cookie short of the jar, I reckon.
Is that a saying to suggest that they're not that bright?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I know your colloquialism.
It's like a six-pack short of the slab.
Okay.
Sandwich short of the picnic.
Okay.
You know, all those sorts of wonderful sayings. It's bizarre, absolutely bizarre. And again, I'm going to pop that video up with our Shoot the Breeze webpage at 3ba.com.au. Very, very bizarre indeed. I tell you what, if the Oreos did get destroyed, I wouldn't be distraught. Alex, do you know why?
They're gross.
Well, no. I actually don't mind Oreo cookies, but there's only one cookie I'm dunking in my milk, and that's a ginger nut.
Okay.
You should try the ginger.
Content thing.
Yeah, I think so. Who knows? I might get a truckload of ginger nut biscuits and Oreo cookies at the front door anytime soon. Have a great week, Alex Chelios.
Thank you.
Shoot the Breeze again next Tuesday.